We started out talking about how important it is for kids to have limits and boundaries. And one of the things that I've discovered over the years is that kids love us more when we set those limits and boundaries than when we don't.
That's right.
I think a great example of that is we had this wonderful preschool teacher. Her name was Carla Mink. Boy, she could work with those kids like nobody I'd ever seen. And I saw her one day. One kid was getting all upset about something. And he took his crayons, you know, eight crayon box.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes them in his hand and he breaks them in half and throws them on the floor. Now, I know a lot of people who would get real upset about that. But Carla wants more empathy. Oh, it came out. She says, oh, that is so sad. The problems with broken crayons is they just don't fit in the box anymore. And she says, but, you know, it's snack time, and the kid, we're all going in to get our snacks, and you can go as soon as you can get those back into the box, right? Well, his little fingers are going like crazy trying to stuff all these pieces of crayons in there. And he's got 16 pieces instead of 8, and he's getting really frustrated. Nothing will work. She's just watching him, letting him struggle a little bit with that. And pretty soon he comes and he says, may I have the scotch tape? a four-year-old and scotch tape is not a really good match.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
And pretty
yeah.
soon he's got all these little balls of scotch tape on the table here. And now he's really getting frustrated. And then it looked like there was a light went off, you know?
Yeah.
Where he goes, aha. And he takes this piece of scotch tape, and I don't know how he did it, but he laid it down on the table, sticky side up, stuck the two pieces of the crayons together and rolled them across there. And so he had one and it went in the box. And right away, he did the others. Well, this did take a little bit of time. In fact, it took all of snack time.
Oh.
But he's so happy now. He's got the crayons in the box. And he's running to the room for snacks. When the door opens and all the kids come out, snack time is over.
Oh, bummer.
And she just said, how sad.
Oh.
Oh, but it's story time now. So all the kids at story time, they would get their coats on and they'd sit around her and read stories. He's sitting right next to her and she's reading the story. And every once in a while, she's giving him a little pat. And then story time is over. And they all get up and leave. And then the door opens and one kid comes rushing back into the room and grabs her around the leg and gives her a great big hug. And who was it? The crayon kid.
Yeah, yeah. She really gave him a gift.
Didn't she?
There's so many pieces of that story that are really deep. I mean, I think about struggle and how kids can only really feel good about themselves and us when they're allowed to struggle with something and then have some success and say, hey, I did this. Yeah, this person believes in me. But I also thought about limits and how when we're empathetic with somebody and, and then they're really having to solve the problem or at least just cope with their emotions over the issue, then what is the limit? The limit is, you know, this is your problem, right? And it's not like, well, this is your problem. It's no, a very loving, this is your problem. I believe in you. I know you can handle this. And it's also a limit that says, I'm a healthy adult and I'm going to take care of myself by not getting caught up in all these issues that I can't solve. And that's really love and logic. It's mostly about taking care of ourselves in loving ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love you enough to even sit back and let you clean up the messes that you make for yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. We've had so much fun visiting about this subject. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed it.
We've had a great time. Yeah.
Our suggestion is give us a call and get hooked up with a local class. You know, when you call Love and Logic, you talk to a real person who is trained to help you out, visit with you on the phone, and our job is to make your life easier. And so when you hang up off of that phone from us, you say, wow, you know, that was the best experience I ever had talking to somebody. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me, Dad. And there's nothing better than than having a good relationship with your parents and being able to hang out with them and do stuff like this.
Yeah, so. Let me echo that.
Yeah. Hey, good luck with your kids.
If you have any questions about this product or any other quality Love and Logic audios, videos, books, or conferences, please call our office at 1-800-338-4065. A human being will answer the phone between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. You can also visit us online at loveandlogic.com. This audio is copyrighted by the Love and Logic Institute. Reproduction in any form for any purpose is prohibited by federal copyright law.